Part 2, Reading Passage. In the course of his short life, John Lennon rose from unpromising beginnings in Liverpool to become, along with Bob Dylan, the musical voice and conscience of his generation. Raised by his aunt, his parents separated when he was 4, John never displayed much interest in his schoolwork. His creativity and wit were poured into the comic journals and poems he was always producing. Music became his main interest when he first heard some of the rock and roll records coming over from America. After his mother taught him some chords on the banjo, he got his first guitar. Soon, he had his own group, the Quarrymen, who were later joined by Paul McCartney, with whom Lennon would come to write some of the most popular songs ever written. Later to join the group was Paul's friend, George Harrison. Changing their name to the Beatles, the group struggled on for a time with little success, until Brian Epstein became their manager and got them better jobs and eventually a recording contract. With Ringo Starr aboard, they recorded their first chart song, Love Me Do. By 1963, they were the most popular band in Britain. Worldwide success and an amazing string of number one singles followed. John Lennon's songwriting, inspired in part by Bob Dylan, began taking on more serious and personal themes. With songs like In My Life, he'd become not just a wildly successful pop star, but an artistically respected one. Deciding to stop touring, the group concentrated on recording, producing in 1967 what many regard as the greatest album in pop music history, Sgt. Pepper. Lennon's personal life took a dramatic turn when he divorced his first wife, Cynthia, to marry the Japanese artist Yoko Ono. The Beatles themselves had begun to drift apart. When Paul McCartney left the group in 1970, the Beatles were finished. John and Yoko became tireless promoters for the cause of peace in the world, staging many headline-producing media events. In songs like Give Peace a Chance and Imagine, Lennon brought the same message to music. The couple moved to New York City, and in 1975, Yoko gave birth to a son, Sean. Lennon, for the most part, retreated from the public eye in order to help raise the child. Shortly after finishing one last album, Double Fantasy, Lennon was killed outside his apartment, and the world lost one of its greatest songwriters.